Thank you for listening. Do you have a question about sobriety, the 12 steps, sponsorship, or just want to contact someone from the podcast? Email us at podcastgreaterthanyourself@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at Dr_Silkworth or @podcastgreaterthanyourself. If you're enjoying the podcast, please give us a rating on your podcast app and share the show with anyone who may benefit.
All right. Yeah, hello. There we go. Welcome. Welcome back to a podcast greater than yourself. It's me, John Barleycorn. And I'm here with one of the, I was going to say fan favorite. I'm like, I don't need to like start making things up. we haven't done a poll of favorite guests yet. But it's Claus. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, John.
How's it going?
It's good. I'm still Claus with a Z. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking it was a Z, and then I was like, because I was like setting up the project file, I was thinking it was a Z, and I was like, am I, because I am wont to just add Z's to things for fun. Yes. So I was like, am I just doing that? So then I went back in the podcast feed, and it looks like the previous episodes with you that I had put it with an S.
Well, she's really the fan favorite. Claus with a Z, it's still, jury's still out.
Yeah, but you're the dark horse, but we'll see. We'll see. Awesome. Well, I mean, either way, you know, I think we'll get the message across.
I think so too. And how are you doing? You know, you ask about me?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I've had kind of like a running around kind of morning, but So I changed my gym membership from like the $11 a month one to like the $25 a month one, because I was like, wait, that doesn't make so much sense. That, like, considering, like, I can only go to the one that's, like, way out in the middle of nowhere by where I live. Mm-hmm. So now I can go to all of them. So, like, between work and home, or, like, go to pick up my kid or whatever. But another thing that comes with that is that, I'm saying this because I went to the gym this morning. Another thing that comes with that is access to, the, like, the quote-unquote spa side of the gym.
Very nice.
And, like, yeah, so my morning's been pretty decent because I got to sit in a massage chair and then, like, a hydrotherapy bed. Which, like,
honey, I'm going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I did, in fairness, I did work out and then I went into that, but but then, yeah, now I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe I just fucking go there and do that, like, for an hour.
Beautiful in the winter, my goodness,
man. When you get off that thing, you're like vibrating. I'm just like, what is this? Like, is this how the other half lives? You know, the 1%, they just have these in their homes. For $15 more a month, you're now the 1%.
That's a whole hell of a lot for $25 a month. I'm about to move.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm just like, wow, it's eye-opening. But then, yeah, you know, I'm doing a little running around, some errands and stuff, but good day so far.
Very nice. I'm sorry for the squeaking. I'm watching a dog who's, I think, uncomfortable that I'm talking to the computer. But she's going to get over it, I think.
The unfrozen caveman lawyer dog. I don't understand your ways. This little person in the box you're speaking to. Anyway.
Who are you talking to?
Right. Yeah. So what's been going on with you? How are you?
Not very much. I also go to the gym, but I didn't go today. You know, it's the Lord's Day, so I like to keep that in mind.
Honor the Lord.
Honor the Lord. I've been watching Reba reruns in my spare time, of which there is a lot. And
No, I'm thinking of a TikTok that I have to send you now. Go ahead.
There's a whole episode about AA, and or there's like two episodes about AA, and they're pretty funny, and I want to encourage everybody listen to them.
Love it.
She has to tell her daughter, you can't just go to meetings and talk about the things you found at the mall. You have to talk about alcohol. But it was really funny.
Daughter go, don't shoot on me, Reba.
Don't tread on me, please.
Love it.
Yeah.
Come and take it, Reba. Yeah.
Pour it down the sink, Reba.
Yeah, that's the dry drunk meeting maker, yes, chronic relapser flag. It's just a big white flag with a bottle that says, come and take it. Love it. What platform can the listeners view this on?
I've been watching on my brother's Prime Video account, so I can get everybody the login if they need it.
So look for the login info in the show notes, everyone.
Yeah. And it'll be for your recovery, so I'm sure he'll be okay with it.
Right. I don't know if
though he's coming back.
Okay. So Pause has not signed off on this, but we can assume that he'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Pause. Yeah, that is great. I love that your parents were like, you know, Claus. Let's just go with Pause for the other one.
They're like, it makes sense that it rhymes. Like, let's just do that. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah, it's the default twin naming system. It's like, you have to dress alike. They have to be named rhyming. Like, make them as scary as possible. Anyway, which you guys are not twins, right?
Only by soul, you know.
Right.
Yeah, Claus and Paws. How could you not be at least soul twins?
Yeah, I just want to specify. Okay. For anyone keeping score, so here's what we're doing. This is a new type of episode called One Alcoholic Talks with Another Alcoholic.
I love it.
Yeah, and for anyone listening and wondering why people laugh every time I introduce it, it's because I haven't told them anything when I invite them to do this. I've basically told them nothing. So,
but everyone has agreed, so.
Yeah.
A testament to the quality.
Yeah, what does that say?
Yeah.
You guys are up for an adventure. I love it. So, are we ready to go, my brother?
I am ready.
All right,
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah. So,
all right.
Excuse me, I just choked a little. I'm like, I'm like, you know what? Podcasting, perfect time for a little dark chocolate.
Get stuck in the old, in the back ends.
Wow, that was, I'm going to leave that in so people can send hate mail. Anyway, first chunk of things here. I'd like to know your take on these. You can elaborate as much as you want.
I love it.
I want to know if you consider these things overrated or underrated.
Oh, I like this.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
What's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Sunday. She's a foster, so in order to not get attached, my friends are calling her Guggin. So that rolls right off the tongue. So she responds to both at this point. Yeah.
All Guggin. Right, Guggin, you ready to go?
She's ready. I've taken all her squeaks away from her, so she's dealing. She's coping.
Awesome. All right. Overrated or underrated? First up, recovery memes.
Underrated.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, I can elaborate?
Oh, absolutely.
Let me elaborate then. I love the sound of my voice. I think that recovery memes, they should take down all of the slogans at AA meetings, and they should just put up relatable recovery meme flags, like printed onto flags all around.
I love
but
it.
But memes is how, you know, I found so many helpful things.
Mm.
And they're really relatable, and they're often more relatable than meetings and what people say in meetings.
Right.
And I go to meetings and I look around and I'm like, has anybody seen recovery memes? Like, are you guys on the internet at all? And I like the discourse that happens from the memes.
Yeah. All right. Overrated or underrated? Step studies.
What is your definition of step study?
What's yours?
My definition. Okay. Step study, I think, is different than, like, there's workshops, I feel, and then there's step studies.
Right.
I think
I agree.
That steps. Okay. Step studies seem to be this ongoing, never ending, like, thing, whereas workshops are a more targeted experience for a certain number of hours and weeks. I feel that workshops are more helpful than step studies. I've never been to a step study, but I have seen others do step studies and explain the challenges of them. So, but I have done workshops and those have been really helpful. So I would say step studies are overrated.
Okay.
They can become like meeting part two.
I don't know that I've been to a step study that wasn't just a meeting.
Yeah.
They're all just like discussion meetings where it's like, okay, this is step four today. And like also, because in my experience, step studies in quotes are like super cursed. Mm-hmm. Also, it's not even just like this week it's step four. It's like this month is April. So step four every week, all month.
All month.
And then you go and then you hear like the same shit over and over again. And most of it is like people who've never done a four step or mm-hmm. who are like working in quotes on their four step for like 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the four step like as if it's this like giant, massive, insane thing. And it's just like, I think when it comes down to it, it's like you're not doing the four step here. So I don't. This isn't like what. Even if you were doing the four step, what would you be studying exactly?
Four step is doing. We're mm-hmm. doing, and we're doing so quickly. So to drag
right
for a month. I mean, that's a month is craziness. But yeah, it encourages spending way too much time on steps that should be done very quickly. And if the relief is so true if you do it quickly.
Yeah, and I do fuck with workshops because, as someone else pointed out while answering this question, I think a workshop thing, it could be one of two things that I think are productive. And one is like literally you go to the workshop and do the steps in the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone like demonstrating how to do the steps and you're doing it as that demonstration is ensuing. Mm-hmm. And then the other kind of workshop is now I'm in sponsorship and this workshop is showing me and teaching me how to better demonstrate these principles and take other people through the directions.
Recovery is the goal of workshops. I think the goal of workshops is to sit down and do it, bring a pen and paper and go for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're less frequent. I think that they're energy intensive, you know, there's mm-hmm. like a lot of learning that goes on and they're like saturated with recovery and there's a goal in mind. You should leave different, or I have left a workshop different, you know.
Don't shoot on me, Reba. Okay. All right. Overrated or underrated? Sober celebrities.
Overrated. Yeah. Beyond over. Yeah. Putting it in the mainstream, making the masses misunderstand recovery. Mm. There's a reason there's anonymity in AA, and I don't understand how it's allowed that be broken. It's not allowed, but people do it because they're rich.
Right. No. And then, yeah.
Your favorite.
I started to make a really off color joke. I'll just move on. Okay. My favorite, yeah. Okay, overrated or underrated? Going through the big book line by line.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated, because if you go line by line, and maybe you'll stop to Google the definition of a word, or back in my day, we'd look at the dictionary.
when I got sober on the Oregon Trail,
we brought a Merriam-Webster. But there's so
back then it took up a whole wagon.
amount of words has decreased since.
Yes.
But there's so much. If you go fast, you're missing so much, and everything sounds like nonsense because it was written in 1930. But if you go line by line and dissect and maybe look up a word that you don't know, or you don't really know like what it means in this context, or you thought you knew what it meant but it doesn't, there's a world of difference that can make when you're going through the Big Book. The first time I read the Big Book, I was very reluctant. I was sitting in this girl's living room, and I was thinking about myself the entire time while we were reading. I didn't absorb a single word. And then when I finally went through at like a workshop and other like sitting with my sponsor and stuff, I understood like what recovered means, for example. Uh-huh. And I understood what like keystone means, and like that, how step three is the keystone that keeps the arch of our recovery together. Like those meanings are really important, or those definitions are really important. So I think going line by line like produces more understanding.
Cool. All right. Overrated or underrated? Grand sponsors.
Oh. Overrated.
Yeah.
I don't have a grand sponsor. I don't need to know the lineage, you know, the AA daddies of time, you know, like
the AA daddies of time. We got to put that on merch. God.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like any of that nonsense. It's just like I want to do my recovery. I want to have a full life, and that's outside of the room. Sometimes the most productive things happen outside of the cultural norms of AA.
For sure, I agree. All right, overrated or underrated? Serenity.
Underrated. Serenity is the goal. I was at a work meeting and we were doing conflict resolution, and I'm sorry.
What?
Can you hear her?
Yeah, it's fine. The dog.
Okay.
Groggins or Gumblin, whatever the hell it was called. Gumbo the Wonder Mutt. I'm good.
Guggin is freaking out.
Guggin, there you go.
Yeah.
I think just for clarity here, is she an orc or a hobbit, a troll? What are we talking?
All of them. I've never seen Lord of the Rings, so whichever one feels most correct to you.
Well, I think there's like 17 different characters named Guggin in the Lord of the Rings universe.
I thought it was original. God. Serenity is underrated. We had a work meeting. We were doing conflict resolution with this guy who like remoted in, and he was like, whatever, talking about conflict resolution. And he asked somebody to like say the serenity prayer in the meeting. And then like my very nervous coworker was like, I think they do this in AA. I'm not in AA. And like said the serenity prayer. And I was like, okay, sure.
anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, what a beautiful prayer. Like it's in the mainstream, you know, it is such, the intention of that is so good. Like, what am I, the steps bring me to serenity because I'm looking at how can I be helpful? What's really within my power? What's within God's power? And what happens when I just like let go of all the junk? Mm-hmm. What happens when I'm on, the customer service end of the counter in my life, as best my ability. And I think all those things produce serenity. And when there's serenity and quietness of the mind, an alcoholic like me is like, well, shit is boring as hell. But then you get used to it, you know. You get used to serenity. It takes a second.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. Underrated or overrated? Steps 6 and 7.
Oh, okay. It will.
Okay, I see what you're doing here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, in the way that I learned to do it, well, they're overrated. Step six and seven, I have had, before I did like the steps through the big book as directed, I had a very painful six and seven experience. I was like reading every morning all of my character defects, praying for all the people I was resentful towards. And I was just like, I hate myself. I hate this. If this doesn't work, I'm fucked. Like, I had no idea where this whole road was supposed to lead, but I felt terrible. Like my fourth step and fifth step were like getting into the weeds of like what I was resentful towards, and you know, like a bad therapy session. Anyway, so the six and seven, as I understand it now, is just we're recommitting to step three so that we can move on to eight and nine. And I think that's beautiful. So I think the depending on how you do six and seven, it could be overrated and then otherwise neutral. It's just kind of getting on to the next bit.
Okay, cool. Overrated or underrated? The meeting after the meeting. I just want to say that one that way. I don't know why.
The meeting after, this is different than a business meeting, right? Because we know the answer to that.
Yeah, different. Different than a business meeting.
Yeah. Well, since I've stopped smoking, I don't care for the meeting after the meeting as much because okay. I can't participate, but I can still have a liquid death, I guess. but it's funny to pass by the meeting place here because like nobody knows what it is, but I see 7 p.m. Everyone's outside with liquid deaths and cigarettes. I'm like, I know what's going on over there, you know?
Brutal.
But the meeting after the meeting is only underrated if I guess if I say it that way, that sounds complicating. The meeting after the meeting is only valuable if you're looking for a sponsee. If you got a sponsee, if that is what meeting after the meeting means to you, that's good. So generally probably overrated though.
Okay. All right. Okay. Overrated or underrated? Gratitude.
Underrated.
Yeah.
If I am struggling or obsessing over things, I probably am not aware of the many, many things I should be grateful for. And in like insight meditation, there's a whole deeper meaning of gratitude of like not just saying I'm grateful, but I truly am embodying gratitude. And that's like a goal. But I know a very wise person who says, I cannot guarantee tomorrow the things I am not grateful for today. And I think we lose sight of that, or I lose sight of that at times.
Nice. Awesome. All right, last one. Overrated or underrated? The ninth step promises.
I think they're very beautiful. I think reading them at meetings is good. I think it reminds people of a lot. And I feel neutral towards that one. I feel quite neutral. I think it's a description of how you should feel after your amends. And if that doesn't ring true for you, maybe go back.
Yeah. So, correctly rated.
Nailed it.
Awesome. All right. Excuse me, God. I'm all gummy. I'm also like hearing music. I don't know what that's about. Oh. It's not like to me. So in my studio here, there's like this giant bass trap right here. Basically the whole wall is a bass trap. So what that does is it prevents anything on the other side of that wall from getting a lot of the frequencies that are happening within this room, you know? But it doesn't necessarily prevent anything from the other side, like, kind of creeping in a little. So right now, it sounds like there's an ice cream truck right outside of my wall, right outside my house. Now, that's by virtue of how my house is set up, physically impossible. There's no chance that that's happening, so I don't know what's going on, but hopefully it's not bleeding through the microphone too much. Anyway.
I can't hear it.
Okay, it's...
I think it would work
I'm
both
being
ways.
Haunted by a ghost ice cream
drink. Ice cream. Okay.
So, all right, this next chunk, we're going to do some power rankings. So,
okay.
I want you to give me your top tier in this section, okay? Number one for each of these things, top tier.
Okay.
So first up, caffeinated beverage.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the low? We're doing low tier, top tier?
We're just doing top tier. Just what's your top tier. Your number one, your go-to.
Oh. Gotcha. Okay. Coffee. Black.
Just like
maybe
drip.
With a little milk.
Just,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. AA speaker.
What qualifies as an AA speaker?
I mean, I think some people have kind of been like, well, I heard this dude at a, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say
whoever, yeah.
Clay, Recovery okay. Radio.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Top tier prayer.
Ooh. The third step.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's everything.
It's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Top tier meeting format.
No one gets to share twice. And no.
Love it. Already I'm in.
Meeting format, we go over the rules. We read and discuss the book. We share briefly and we go home. We find a sponsee and we go home.
Awesome. All right. Top tier big book chapter.
I'm a big fan of We Agnostics.
Nice.
I feel like it lines out alcoholism very simply. And I like the way it gets very meta and talks about our faith in science and our faith in faith.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Nice. Was that one super important for you?
As I came to understand my recovery more and more, like that really stood out to me when I was sponsoring people.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Like that's when it first really hit me.
Nice. All right. Top tier personal story from the book.
Pass. I don't know.
So this could be cover to cover. Any personal story in the book.
Oh, I feel like... I don't know, Fred. I like Fred.
Yeah?
He's got a simple thing going on.
Why Fred?
I think Fred is... he was normal in every respect except for alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And that stood out to me when I was recovering. Because I felt normal in every respect, but I wasn't. But otherwise. But it did speak to me, and I think it's a good understanding. It helps sponsees.
Yeah.
You can be or think you're normal in every respect, but this particular thing is affecting you.
Yeah, I really love that because I think you don't really hear that in mainstream AA a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear is like, we're fucking psychopaths and we're stupid and we can't, you know, my brain don't work no good or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I literally showed incredible self-determination, self-will, mm-hmm. willpower, like, you know, stick-to-itiveness and gumption, like whatever you want to say. Like, mm-hmm. I really reined in things in my life in like almost every single area at you know, any given time other than like, I just couldn't successfully live sober. That was literally it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so like any given moment I could have currently arrested problems in other areas. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the alcohol thing, I could never conquer it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even, that's a good point. I didn't even consider that of you know, if you're new and you're going to a meeting where the prevailing attitude is we're all messed up, we're all this and that, XYZ, like, you have to sign up to be, to admit you're a fuck up in so many different ways.
Right.
And that's how I felt. I should really focus on that. But like, I felt I needed to subscribe to all these different shitty beliefs about myself in order to get the recovery I needed. But Fred's story tells us that that's not necessarily true. And I had a similar experience to you where I was functioning, but not when it came to alcohol. Yeah.
Mm, right. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to go back. I want to know your bottom tier.
I love it.
Lowest rung of the ladder, caffeinated beverage.
Mountain Dew. Bullshit.
My wife's going to love that answer.
Are you a big Mountain Dew guy?
No.
I'm sorry.
No. 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 It's just that like, I have this thing and it's like, I don't know if it's like the last vestiges of like the hater in me or something. Mm. But I have this thing where like I'm very intrigued and like hugely a fan of other people who just like have an outsized vitriolic hatred for something. Like, I just find it very entertaining. Like, I was dating someone once who like really hated Foo Fighters. This is just a random example, right? And like, I don't have really any opinion on Foo Fighters. It's kind of like, it's like Foo Fighters is just like Walmart. It's like, okay, it's just there. Like, I don't know. I don't think about Foo Fighters. you know what I mean? It's like utilitarian. Like, okay, there you go. But whenever Foo Fighters would come up, my partner would just be like, oh, I fucking hate Foo Fighters. And it's like,
you know, my ears.
Yeah. That's my wife with Mountain Dew. It's just like, anytime it's like even alluded to, she's just like, God damn Mountain Dew. I'm just like, did Mountain Dew like annihilate your whole village or something?
Well, I empathize with that, you know? I see it. Okay. I don't even know if I've ever had it.
Yeah, it's... I've definitely had it, but I'm sort of agnostic when it comes to Mountain Dew, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Bottom tier AA speaker.
Pass. I don't know. Yeah. Jerry at last night, 7 o'clock. No, I don't know. Yeah.
I love the thought of Jerry listening to this.
Well, no worries to Jerry, because I was watching Reba at 7 o'clock last night, so not a concern for anyone.
All right, bottom tier prayer.
Bottom tier prayer. I don't know. I don't care for that responsibility statement. I don't know if that counts. It just seems very, like, everyone. It's very, like, communist. I don't know. It's giving... Yeah, it's giving.
Are we anti-Pinko? Is that what's happening with this episode? We're making a total left turn.
I like the principles, but, you know, the chanting.
Not as a prayer. Okay, perfect. Bottom tier meeting format.
45-minute speakers. I hate doing it.
At you, Jerry.
I hate doing it, and I hate not listening to it. I obviously, it takes a lot of gusto to share a 45-minute story about yourself, and I respect people, but I don't think it's the most effective thing.
A 45-minute story about yourself. What an unpleasant experience. Okay. All right, bottom tier big book chapter. So I'm talking doctor's opinion through a vision for you.
I'm not going to say two wives because that's rude. But two employers is actually my least favorite.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't speak to me.
All right. Okay. Lastly, bottom tier personal story from the book.
I can't keep passing. Bottom tier personal story. I don't know.
I've
I don't
only
have
let
one.
You get away with one pass, by the way. Again, same caveat as previously with your top tier. This could be cover to cover. Any anecdote even about one person?
All of the... Oh, well, the guy who... No, who was alone in the barn. I just... That doesn't really go anywhere, you know?
Actually, I never thought about it from that angle. That's interesting. I never even thought about it from that angle because it is kind of like, what the fuck are we doing here talking about the guy who curled up in a barn waiting to die?
Waiting to die.
What's happening?
Is he okay? Like, that story never resolves. Yeah.
What does this have to do with alcoholism? why a barn? Yeah. All right. Okay, maybe it was Jim, and milk was really the problem.
Milk is never the problem.
He was just like sucking the teat right at the barn. The teat went dry, and he's like, "I'm just gonna wait here and just die." God.
Direct source yes. for the milk and the whiskey.
All right, final thing. I'd like your take on here.
Perfect.
Describe your experience in AA in one word.
Confusing.
Amazing. I love that. That's great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this chat. How fun.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to hearing everybody else's ranks and stories.
This is one of the rare times when I wish this was like a video podcast because your whole vibe is so delightful. I'm like, people would really enjoy this.
I've just been nodding the whole time with no one knows.
Just sitting in a completely white, empty room, nodding. Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
This has been a podcast. Greater than yourself.
A podcast greater than yourself was created by recovered alcoholics. All involved in the creation of this podcast are active members of Alcoholics Anonymous who wish to carry the message of our own recovery to those who still suffer. We do not claim to represent Alcoholics Anonymous. All comments are from our own experiences as alcoholics who have recovered by following the directions for the 12 steps found in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Thanks for listening.